Good day, San Bernardino County believers and prayer warriors. Today we are praying for Bloomington and Crestline, two small cities in our monthly prayer focus. We declare, God, that you are the Lord of Bloomington and Crestline. You're the king of these people. You're the light in their darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. We abide and we are seeking the welfare of these cities where you have sent some of the people, and we pray to you, Lord, on its behalf for its welfare, so that the people, the residents within those communities will also experience prosperity. We know that Bloomington has a 15.2% poverty level, which is above California's 12% and 21% greater than the levels across the entire state of California. That the crime grade is D+ overall, with theft at 16% and vehicle theft at 6%. So God, we pray all of these numbers decrease. We pray for economy to find creative ways for people to get to work and to have things to do. We know that the area is in the middle of interstates 10, 210, 215, and 15. So a lot of activity, and that the city is not yet incorporated, and that they're considering that. So Father, if that is your will for them to be so, then may it happen. May there be a revival over this city. People just wake up and share their faith with one another, attend churches, invite family and friends, share boldly the word of God. We also pray for Crestline, that has the 12.7% poverty rate, which is the same as California, but the overall crime grade is D+, with theft at 14 and burglary at 6. We pray these decline. We thank you that it grew in population despite the fact they had a blizzard 2 years ago and damage was done to some of the businesses and homes, and some people actually died as a result of it. We thank you that it is the gateway camping and recreation activities, but we also pray that the crime, the burglary will and theft will go down in number. We pray, Father, for the meth lab. The area is known for methamphetamine, for the making of it, distribution of it. We pray that they are discovered despite how hidden many of the homes appear to be and hard to get to. We pray for creative ways for drug enforcement tasks to be able to go up there and to be able to stop these labs, and that people's lives will be changed. We pray for the churches to be united, that pastors will come together and pray for their city, that they would have a citywide prayer event with the communities in the mountains, and that one of these days we will hear of the glorious stories and testimonies of how you change, Father God, the people in Crestline and Bloomington. In Jesus' mighty name.